Yesterday, the European Union slapped Google with a $2.7 billion fine for antitrust violations. It shattered records. The EU claimed the huge American company shut down competition from the little guys. We want to look at how far this could go. And Google at home in the USA, joining me now from via Skype from Portland, Oregon, is Clint Finley, a reporter for Wired, who wrote a story yesterday headlined, Google's big EU fine isn't just about the money. Clint Finley, welcome to On Point.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Let's listen for just a second to the sound of Europe speaking here on Google. This was Marguerite Vestager, European Union antitrust chief, on Tuesday condemning the way Google had been doing business. She was talking in Brussels about the consequences, she said, of Google's practices there.
It has denied other companies the chance to compete on the merits and to innovate. And most importantly, it has denied European consumers the benefits of competition, genuine choice, and innovation.
All right, Clint Finley, I mean, we got the basics of this in Europe as here in the States. If you go to Google and you look for some product, they're going to put their own options are going to pop up sooner than maybe others who are offering access to finding out about products. We've come to take that for granted. Europe doesn't. What's the difference in perspective, Clint?
Well, you know, one big difference is that in the United States, we tend to think about antitrust in terms of the impact on consumers, especially the cost of goods. And, you know, for something like Google or Facebook, where something is free, you know, there's less of a sense that consumers are being harmed because prices aren't really changing. But it used to be, and it still is in Europe, that antitrust is also about the impact on competitors, so smaller businesses or even other large businesses.
So they've got a sense, I mean, listening to what they're saying, look, it's the principle of the thing. Google is supposed to be a search engine. Instead, it's turning into a kind of a self-promoting store of its own. And they're saying, no, if this is where the economy is working, everybody should have access to the consumer through it. Is that more or less the gist of their complaint?
I think so, yeah. I mean, and there is also the sense that if competitors are harmed, then consumers are going to end up being harmed in the long run, even if you're not seeing, you know, a big difference in prices right away. Though there is also the objection that maybe the EU is cracking down on foreign companies, in this case, U.S. companies, because they don't have their own big tech giants, and that's a complaint that even President Barack Obama made last year.
Protecting their own. Is $2.7 billion a big deal to Google or a chump change? What is it?
It's not insignificant. That's it. But at the same time, I believe their revenue in the last fiscal year was around $90 billion. So it's not. It's less about the fine for them and more about having regulators kind of come in and tell them what they can and can't do with their search results. Google has been trying to be, with the search engine, more than just a list of links to other people's sites. They want to be the answer machine that gives you restaurant reviews, that gives you movie times, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for. They want to just give it to you on that page without having to click and go to another site. With this case, you know, they're going to have to change what they do with the shopping results in the EU, and that opens the door for them to start making changes in other areas, like perhaps restaurant reviews.
I mean, this is pretty interesting because if they have $90 billion in revenue, and their their net is probably all right, they can handle $2.7 billion, but this is big enough that they can't just blow by it. They couldn't take repeated fines of that size and just ignore them. So they're going to have to change, I guess, the way Google functions in Europe. Is that a big deal for a company the size of Google to have its essential service working in two different ways, one way in Europe and one way in the U.S.?
Well, yes and no. I mean, that is a big deal, but it already works in different ways in different places. They have localized versions for different countries. You know, there's several different languages spoken across Europe, so each different country has its own version of Google already.
Language is one thing. Fundamental function is another.
Right, yeah. And the results are different, you know, from city to city, here, even here in the United States. But, you know, over there, they're having to make some pretty big changes. There's already this the right to be forgotten, which requires yep. Google to remove certain search results that are outdated or inaccurate. So it definitely is going to have an effect on how they manage things.
You write for Wired. You're feeling the pulse of this. Does it get American tech giants nervous when the antitrust impulse stirs in Europe? Do they start wondering, will that happen here too? I mean, we've seen an awful lot of consolidation. We just saw Amazon taking over Whole Foods, and not much of an antitrust conversation around that I heard anyway. Is there a sleeping giant here of antitrust concern about the tech giants really taking over and owning the platform of so much of our economy?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely become a bigger part of the conversation over the last couple of years. And it's hard to know how much that's going to change, though. Donald Trump, President Trump, has said that Amazon has huge antitrust issues. He has said that he wants to block the AT&T and Time Warner merger. But on the other hand, he praised the Bayer-Monsanto merger proposal. So it's hard to say, when you've got a situation where Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post, Time Warner owns CNN. So it's hard to say how much of this is just bluster targeted at companies that Donald Trump has a personal beef with versus, a real change of philosophy in how antitrust will be enforced in the United States. It's also a bit harder to bring an antitrust case in the U.S. because it's actually a criminal law as opposed to just leveling a fine. But so the EU actually has an easier time.
Yeah, but in the executive suites at Google this week, do you think they see their trajectory toward global domination dinged by the European fine?
Maybe a little. I think it's a little too early to say, though.
But they are looking at a change in the way they do business, a change in their
Absolutely.
Vision of what they're going to be right there in the EU. Not a small market. I mean, one of the very biggest in the world, even with the UK headed out. Clint Finley, a reporter for Wired, with us via Skype from Portland, Oregon today. Clint, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And off goes Google. On Point is produced by Michael DeSocio, Brian Hardzinski, Eileen Imada, Camila Kerwin, Stefano Katsonis, Sarah Platt, Allison Poley, Tanya Raleigh, James Ross, and Gretchen Voss. With help from Alvin Buzinha and Eve Monty. Our executive producer is Karen Schiffman. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.